The Path to Unconditional Love, Chapter 37. Charlatan. Alec, raging, was walking from corner to corner of his old one-room apartment, inherited from his parents. Negative thoughts were bubbling in his head, demanding some way out. Ever since he had been kicked out of the Echo Village, he could not calm down, even though it had been a long time. He was angry, and somewhere very deep in his heart, he felt sorry for himself, for being a coward, for showing himself to be a complete failure, unable to overcome difficulties and withstand trials. But he was too cowardly and morally weak to face the truth and admit it. And then Alec started looking for excuses and blaming the school, and that replaced everything else and was the only thing that now occupied him. How to throw more dirt on the school and the teacher just to clear himself, so that no one would guess how weak, a slack, and insignificant man he was. It was not as he had thought when he had been planning to come to school. He imagined himself as an austere magician with a shrewd look who possessed secret knowledge. He felt chosen and very proud that he had been selected to study at the Echo Village. After all, this honor was not awarded to everyone, only to the best. Alec's self-esteem slowly grew like a balloon that was being pumped until it reached critical size and burst. Alec expected special treatment. He already felt that he knew so much that some kind of training was just a formality. And how painful it was to fall, learning that it turned out he still could not do anything, that he knew nothing, that he could not expect any special treatment. That in the Echo Village, it turned out you really had to work on yourself, constantly do practices and various tasks, that you need to train, tame your pride, and much more. Remembering his trip to the Echo Village and the few days he spent there, he felt a surge of anger. When he returned home in disgrace, he began to roll into the abyss of depression and anger. He gave up meditation classes and stopped doing exercises. He even gave up running and weightlifting. "What for?" the demons whispered to him, inflating his self-importance. "You already learned everything you need to rise above ordinary people. You're the best, but no one knows about it yet." "I'll show them all what I'm capable of," Alec thought, fiercely kicking the empty beer bottles that had accumulated under the table. "They'll regret what they've done to me. Oh, they'll pay for this." The bottles fell to the floor with a crash, and there was the sound of broken glass. But Alec did not care. Shaking his fists, he shouted out loud with a distorted face, overwhelmed with anger. "Who is this teacher? He's a nothing! I can also declare myself a great magician and shovel in money. Why does everyone listen to him and worship him? I'm going to dig up dirt on him, tell everyone what a scoundrel he is. And then all the people will turn their backs on him and listen to me. Then I will be their guru.
Alec flew into a rage. A plan was already being constructed in his head. His eyes sparkled viciously, revealing that he was obsessed. In the morning, there was a real commotion in the creative group.
Roxana, just listen to what we've learned, Pavel said, and I could tell from his tone that he was being very disturbed. This was probably the first time I had seen him in this state, so I wondered what could have happened to cause such a reaction.
What did you learn?
I asked curiously.
Alec is completely mad. He declared himself an enlightened guru and called all the teacher's students in Novochebaksarsk. I listened to Pavel's words with surprise at first, and then with growing indignation.
What do you mean he declared himself a guru? Is this that very Alec? I asked in disbelief. I remembered well the condition of the failed disciple after he had been kicked out of the Echo Village. How he had changed. Then I saw that this was a completely different person. Impudent, malicious, mocking, poisoning not only others, but himself as well. Who would believe him? I was amazed. Well, some believe, Pavel replied, lifting his hands in dismay. And he's throwing dirt on the teacher and invites people to his own classes.
This is outrageous, Vadim said. Brothers, get ready. Let's go bash the face of this rascal.
Enlightened, huh? He's just a swindler, not a guru.
Not only does he deceive people, but he also says such nasty things about the teacher.
Like he is a big scoundrel.
Everyone was very upset and waited for the decision of the great sage. The sage entered in a calm state, as if nothing was happening, and said,
Poor Alec. His soul is completely lost. He has fallen under the influence of dark forces. Let us pray for his soul to save him.
How can we just pray? He's leading people astray, throwing dirt on the school.
Pavel was outraged.
This has happened many times before, the teacher said calmly. Remember, Nikolai recently came up with the idea that he was my secret messenger, and also tried to deceive everyone, but nothing came out of it. You just need to warn people, explain to them what is happening.
Roxana! Vadim shouted. You know this Alec. He's from your city. Call people, explain to them about this jerk!
I got on the phone and called my sister first.
Alyssa, what's going on there?
I asked.
What is Alec up to?
He is telling everyone how bad the teacher is and invites them to his classes, Alyssa said.
He's never seen the teacher. What does he know about him? How can he give classes if he was the biggest underachiever in our group? constantly skipping classes and laughing at everything.
He spoke so emotionally, Alyssa said, that many people believed him and decided to go to his seminar instead of the school's one.
Why on earth are you listening to him?
I was surprised.
I had been with the guru for a long time, and I know him well. Everything Alex says is a lie. He couldn't even stand 2 days in the Echo Village, and he ran away in disgrace. He's just an egoist and a weakling who thinks he's Napoleon. He should be put in a mental hospital. Call everyone you know and warn them. We need to save people from this jerk.
All right, I'll call everyone now. Alyssa agreed enthusiastically after listening to my words. But he brainwashed them well. Many people really believed in this dirt about the teacher and the school. He strained every nerve to claim that he had been to the Echo Village and seen it all with his own eyes. He called himself the only guru. How could you believe such nonsense? I protested again. The only guru? He couldn't even become an ordinary student. So, let me call Vera first, then Natasha, Yelena, and Maria. Alyssa began to list. It's a good thing you told me all this now, before he has had a chance to harm anyone yet. It's scary to think what he could inspire people to do in his classes. At best, he'd deceive you into parting with money, I replied. And at worst, who knows what he was going to do with the students there? But I don't think it'd be good, that's for sure. We need to convince everyone to tell them who Alec really is. That he is an ordinary charlatan and a liar. I was glad to hear that Alyssa was so quick to understand the problem and agreed to help. We checked the contact list of all students who attended seminars in Novochebaksarsk and started calling. We calmly explained to people who Alec was, that he was a charlatan that could not comprehend the truth himself and had no right to teach the truth to others. I told them about the teacher, what a wise, great person he was, how much he loved all of us, how much he has helped all people, and was happy when we developed and made progress. I talked about the good things we did with the school and about the miracles that I had seen with my own eyes, even about how the teacher reacted after learning about Oleg's antiques. The sage said to pray for his soul, which had fallen under the influence of dark forces. As a result of joint efforts, we managed to explain Alec's vile idea to most of the students. They believed my words about Alec. But I was surprised how easily this charlatan managed to sow doubt in the minds of some people. Alec's class, which was scheduled for the next week, did not take place. None of the invited guests came. And when Alec again tried to carry out his propaganda, all our people, already knowing the truth, just laughed at him, which led Alec to a real rage. When Alyssa told me about how his face was distorted, how he stomped his feet in impotence and clenched his fists, it made me laugh. And such a person tried to pretend to be a guru? I thought
glad that we could save people from the dangerous activities of this obsessed man. But I got excited too soon, as it turned out. Alec did not calm down. Later we learned that he had found 3 or 4 simpletons whose judgment he managed to cloud. These were some people that Alice and I did not know, who had never been to real seminars at the school. Alec continued to cripple their mind with his ugly activities. So, at the suggestion of demons, there was one more charlatan in the world. Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website, www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.